The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Let's stand up, call this damn out.
Hell yeah!
Woo Pig Suey to all of you. What a weekend in Arkansas, and what a victory for the University of Arkansas. And yes, we will talk about it plenty here over the next 4 hours. That's the talk of the SEC. Arkansas beating down Texas. Winning was enough. Beating them down, something else. And the question, a lot of people wondering, does Texas still want to come into the SEC? The answer is yes. Sam Pittman earlier today on SEC This Morning.
You look at the faces of the fans, and the student section was incredible, and they came early to the game, but, you know, they stormed the field, and just the passion for the rivalry between Texas and Arkansas, and just seeing the our kids. Now, we believed we were going to win. I mean, we did. So I don't think our kids were surprised by the outcome, but I think the fans were just so excited, and it's what college football is all about, in my opinion.
Indeed, it is. And we will talk a lot about that. So many other stories to update you on over the weekend. A lot of injuries, and some of them not very good. Haynes King went down early in the Colorado game, and we are still waiting for information, more information, but it does not look very good. It looks like he's going to miss several weeks. Could stretch into October. Everyone wondering about October 9th, the Alabama game. Calzada came on, really won the game, and he is the one that everyone will be leaning on heavily. As the now the Aggies, we thought, had a pretty soft schedule, but suddenly Arkansas appears on that schedule in a couple weeks. It doesn't look soft any longer. Another quarterback controversy over the weekend. Everyone talking about what's happening in Gainesville. And what's happening in Gainesville is that Emory Jones is going to be the starter. A lot of pushing for Richardson. He's a little bit banged up. Alabama coming to town, in case you didn't catch that news. Dan Mullen, would you like some ideas for who should be the quarterback?
I'll be honest with you, I don't listen to many suggestions, you know, unless, but if you're in our staff meeting, I might listen to your suggestion. You know, I don't know. I don't run down the hospital to Shands Hospital and tell them, boy, I think you really should do that procedure this way. I think those guys probably got that under control. And, you know, so, you know, they're the people, they're the experts that are doing it, so.
Yeah, well, the experts aren't always right. We heard the other day that somebody else would be quarterbacking for the Dogs. Stetson Bennett redeemed himself quite well. A lot of other stars over the weekend for various teams. So we briefly had Tennessee on the screen. If you look at disappointing losses in the SEC, that would probably rank pretty high on the list, as many were hopeful that Josh Heupel could get off to a really quick start. That was the pivotal game. Some of the local writers felt Tennessee needed to win to have a bowl-eligible season. That game went down the drain as quarterback issues bedeviled the Volunteers. Meanwhile, things are looking pretty good in South Carolina. The offensive line struggled a little bit against East Carolina, but the kicking game won it at the end as South Carolina survives on the road. They go to Georgia next. Coach Drink, We got our butt whipped up front. Thank you, Coach, for stating the obvious. We watched the game on Saturday night. Matt Corral, he is doing just fine, thank you. Remember, we talked to Matt the other day. He had quite a week, Monday night and Saturday. He's the Walter Camp National Offensive Player of the Week, and he is listed very high in these early Heisman polls. Whether they should be believed or not this early in the season is entirely up to the viewer. Bobby Bones, if anyone is a country music fan, you know that name. He's the biggest name in country music when it comes to the radio DJ side. He's the host of the Bobby Bones Show. He's also on American Idol. He's on pretty much every show in the world. Greg McElroy is only on the Greg McElroy Show every morning on WJOX in Birmingham, and you saw him Saturday night with Joe Tess. Shane Beamer, he'll be here. Look forward to talking to him. Spencer Hall and Richard Johnson, the teammates on the hottest show in America, Thinking Out Loud. Yes, I read that correctly. I don't know who wrote it, though. And Chris Rodriguez Jr., the Kentucky running back, who had such a great game against Missouri. And from Brody Miller, John Emery is academically ineligible for the season. A couple of years ago, he was the highest-ranked running back in the class, one of the top players overall. He has not played yet this year, but he played during the national championship season. He played very well last year as well. He is gone for the year for academics. Let's get to the calls here at 855-242-7285. I think we'll hear from a lot of Arkansas fans today and fans all over the SEC. Let's begin with Tom in Georgia. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Paul? Woo-pig.
Woo-pig.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm a long-time Arkansas fan. I was so happy about that. You know, just, I don't know. And it kind of ticked me off. Now, just wondering what you think about this. You know, because when there were Arkansas and Texas were in the Southwest Conference, Arkansas, that was a big rival, was Texas. Texas kind of dissed them a lot and said, well, we don't think about Arkansas much as a rival or anything. And then to hear the Sarisian say that Arkansas was just another nameless, faceless opponent, I'm just wondering what you think about that. If I did a lot to get them fired up.
Yeah. I think thanks for the call very much, Tom. I think Sam Pittman just played it right. He told us Friday he felt like Texas was their biggest rival, even though they weren't even in the same league. And I think you saw the energy in that stadium on Saturday night, and I think you saw the emotion from those players that nothing was going to stop them from winning that game. Tony is up next. Hello, Tony.
Well, good afternoon, Paul. It's a wonderful year for college football. I was so proud of Sam Pittman. He is such a nice guy, and he deserved the win. They worked for it, and I was real proud of him. There was only one thing you did wrong, though. You didn't body slam that Texas mannequin. That's what I wanted
to see. Let me answer that question. And for those who missed the SEC Nation show at the end, I picked Arkansas by throwing a Texas helmet down. And there was a mannequin of Texas and Arkansas. And I have to tell you, I considered picking up the whole thing. Now, here for those watching on TV, this was the helmet slam. It was not. There's Tebow falling down because he had picked Texas to win. The Arkansas fans obviously got the helmet. I didn't see what happened. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. You have a brief window to. I knew I was going to pick Arkansas, and I had not. I should have gone out there earlier and tested the weight of that mannequin. What I did not want to do in front of a national television audience was pick up the mannequin and fall down. So I just I knew I could get the helmet off. I felt pretty confident in my ability to body slam a helmet, and there it is. Meanwhile, we have an update on Haynes King. Let me. They're saying that Jimbo Fisher just said this a minute ago that the prognosis of Haynes King following surgery on an ankle fracture is good as it could be, but they do not. He said, "I'm trying to get this quote right. This is me saying this and not the All he said was this is as good as it could be. Most are expecting him to be back maybe by midseason. Why is that so important? Obviously, the Alabama game is October 9th. I would say, considering this is the 13th, it would take a miraculous recovery to get back in time for that game in good health. But we'll update you on that when we learn more. Bobby Bones is up next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are so excited about our next guest. He is Bobby Bones, and a quick primer for those of you who don't know him. Maybe not arguably, he is the most influential media person and connected to country music in Nashville. In addition to that, he won Dancing with the Stars a couple of years ago. He's also a regular on American Idol. But beyond all that, we know him as an Arkansas Razorback fan. Bobby, first of all, so many things to say to you. Congratulations. I know you just got married. Every star in Nashville was part of the wedding. I was jealous that I had to watch it on YouTube. Doesn't matter, but we are delighted to have you here. Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here. I listen almost daily. If I can't listen, I watch. And I was thinking whenever we were leaving the stadium on Saturday night, whenever you took that helmet, that Longhorn helmet, and threw it, like that's what was going through my mind was watching you on SEC Network that morning. So just know that you're on my mind at weird times, Paul. So I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm just thrilled. I was at a thing in Nashville a couple years ago. I mean, every star in the world was there, and I was just like tiptoeing around. And you're sitting with, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Nicole Kidman. I mean, it was an endless stream, and I was like, I felt bad to tap on your shoulder and say hello. And I thought you would probably say, security, would you usher this guy away? But fortunately, you remembered me.
Of course, yes. I'm a big fan, and, you know, it's fun to get to be on this show when Arkansas is the belle of the ball for a minute. And hopefully it lasts longer than a week. But I'm going to tell you, for me, I've been going to games my whole life. I'm a diehard Arkansas fan. I've got an Arkansas tattoo right here. Like, I represent as much and as hard as I can. And that was that game on Saturday night, beating Texas, that was it for me. It was that and the Miracle on Markham as the two greatest game experiences of my life, except I might put this first because it was never a question of if we were going to win. And I'm a pessimist. I'm used to getting my heart broken. But for me, it was the whole game. The entire place was electric. I talked to Jerry Jones beforehand. I was like, that's crazy. And we went start to finish. And I'm still like smiling, and I'm not a real smiley guy.
Bobby, it just felt that way from the moment I landed there on Friday. And it's hard to describe that to people. But you are part of this culture. You're part of this program in so many ways. What do you think is going on there right now?
I think that, you know, we have a head coach that now is about stability and trust and love and no flash and gimmick. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. And whenever Sam Pittman was hired, I think a lot of people, including myself, was kind of like, wow, I was really hoping to get like a sexy pick, a sexy hire, because everybody gets all these cool coaches. But in reality, like, I couldn't have been more wrong. He is the best thing for our state and our program because he really represents and embodies what my state is. And that is show up, hard work, and we got your back. I mean, that's how I feel about my people. That's how he feels about the state of Arkansas in general. And so, you know, I think a lot of people, whenever, you know, Hunter Yurecek made the hire, was like, huh, interesting. But now we go, okay, we get it. That's why we trust smarter people to make decisions that are smarter than we are.
Which brings me to the last couple of years. How difficult is it, considering you wear your fanhood on your sleeve, to endure what every Arkansas fan has gone through? And it's been pure hell.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, it really sucks. You know, my wife, who is a Sooner, we talk about, because we plan on starting to have kids soon. And she's like, well, let the kids decide what school they like the best, because we'll just see who's winning. And even to hear things like that, she told me the other day she's going to put headphones on her stomach when she gets pregnant and just play Boomer Sooner the whole time, because that's at least a winning song. So for me, I'm not just fighting for my state. Now I got to fight for my future kids that don't even exist yet. But it's been tough. You know, we had Petrino and we were winning. And then that situation happened where he wrecked the motorcycle or got beat up by the dude. You know, it depends on which story you want to roll with. But after that, it has been bleak, other than, you know, briefly with Bielema, we felt pretty good. But I think right now, like, we feel like not only are we going in the right direction, but we feel like we really have some stability under us to endure, even if things don't go right for a second. Because as an Arkansas fan, you start to go, well, if there's a chance my heart can be broken, like, it's the Peter principle. What can't go wrong will. Whatever. I'm getting a little too passionate here. But you start to go, well, if it's going to go wrong, it will. And so it didn't, and it hasn't.
What's that? I mean, you deal in some pretty interesting circles. And I ran into Justin Moore before the game, and I know there's a number of other people. You mentioned Jerry Jones, John Daly. We've heard from him often. What is that group like when you're wherever you are in the world or in this country? Arkansas is a fairly small group of people when it comes to those of you who are out there carrying the flag.
Yeah, it's you know, John and I will text a little bit. John Daly. Justin Moore and I are good friends, and with Justin too, if I have too many people, I'll just hit him up for his season tickets. But again, much like I was talking about with Coach Pittman, you know, we know that we're the few, but, you know, we kind of always are on a little text line. I'd put Joe Nichols on there as well, where it's, you know, even the hard games, it's like, man, that sucked, huh? That one hurt. Well, you know, it's a group that's, you know, pretty positive about the future most of the time, although it did get pretty bleak. Basketball, we've been on it. Like, we've all felt good in our little text group for the past couple of years because Coach Musselman's done a great job. But I would say, you know, where we feel like we're constantly being attacked by everybody in the SEC. So, you know, if we needed to somehow get together and tribe up and take on people in some, you know, some sort of battle, we could do it pretty quickly.
Bobby Bones with us. Bobby, before you go, I know you're shy about talking about yourself, but I can't let this opportunity go without thinking about some of the first time we encountered you to now. And I know there's just too many things to mention, but how are you dealing with all the success and the celebrity and the fame? I know it's what you've always wanted, but you are literally at the epicenter of your industry.
I guess. But here's the thing. In reality, and I'll just be honest, like, I get nervous to do this show. I don't get nervous to do anything. So, and I don't even know what fame is. I'm definitely not famous. But for me, like, I have a show on Disney Plus now that's called Breaking Bobby Bones. And there's 16 episodes that are up. But it's weird to go out now and be recognized for something that doesn't have to do with, you know, my career in radio or American Idol. And so it's been pretty neat to have a project that is just me going out in the world, you know, figuring things out that has nothing to do with music. But, you know, fame, whatever that is fleeting, just like success in the SEC, unless you're Alabama or Georgia. And I'm going to take it while I have it. And hopefully I wake up tomorrow and it's still there.
Well, let's turn you into the former sports talk show host that you used to be. You've done it pretty much everything, including a show on Fox Sports Radio. So let's get the Bobby Bones prediction for the Razorbacks the rest of the way. Haynes King could be out for the – well, probably will be out for the Arkansas game. That makes that game a little more palatable. What do you think?
I think watching Texas A&M play Colorado a little closer than I thought they may have was exciting for me to see, because Texas A&M has a whole different breed of player down there. Sure, you love going to a second-string quarterback. I wish we had him this week when they were, you know, starting that new quarterback for the first time. I think we'll play Georgia Southern strong this week. You know, here's what stinks to me, Paul, is we got to play Texas A&M back down in Jerry's World. Whenever we played them down at Kyle Field last year, we should have that dang game back in Fayetteville just to even it out. But I feel like we'll give Texas A&M a run. I feel like we'll beat the crap out of Ole Miss. Georgia, that'll be tough. I'm going to be honest with you. The goal, and I'll tell you, I bet right now that Arkansas would the over at 5.5 games, and I felt pretty good about it. I would bet the over at 6.5 games right now. So, you know, that's me speaking from my heart and my head, hopefully.
Well, you have every right to speak from your heart as a Razorback fan. Bobby, thanks so much. I know you could have been on 1,000 shows today. We appreciate you coming on this one, and please come back.
All right, Paul. Good to see you.
You got Bobby Bones joining us from Nashville. We'll take a break. More to come. 855-242-7285. We have a lot of guests, including the head coach at South Carolina. All of that coming up next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We welcome you back. Sometimes during an interview, especially one with someone like Bobby, I thought I heard him say something, but I'm not 100% sure. Did I hear him say that he thought he was going down the Arkansas schedule, and he said this game could be close, this game could be a challenge, and the guys in control room, correct me if I'm wrong, did he say Arkansas is going to beat the hell out of Ole Miss? I've got two people in my ear telling me that's what he said. Man, Bobby going horns down on Ole Miss there. Wow, we'll have to see if we can maybe replay that just for accuracy, because we do not we love Bobby, and before every talk show host in the state of Mississippi picks up on that, we want to make sure we disseminate exactly what he said and not depend on my memory. Legend is up next. Good afternoon.
Wow, Paul, how about that pig, brother? How about that pig? Paul, I seen a little bit of the legend in you Saturday, brother, when you took that helmet off that Texas mannequin and slung it into the crowd.
Man.
And he done went, woo, done went Ric Flair on me up in here.
Well, you know, I just, I couldn't pick no Texas Longhorns in the state of Arkansas. Come on.
Yeah, they'd have ran you out, brother.
But, you know, I told somebody, I just wish I had tested them. I mean, slamming the mannequin would have been expensive, though. I think I was thinking maybe the helmet will survive a parking lot. I don't know if I don't know about a mannequin.
Man, that was awesome, man. That was off the hook, man. Y'all do a great job. Everybody, I don't even watch ESPN. I watch y'all, brother. I'll just be honest with you. But I tell you what, man, all due credit to Arkansas, woo, pig. The only thing I hate about that game, I bet on the shark.
That's funny.
What's up, man? Yo, come on. That was embarrassing, man. Come on, Paul. That's embarrassing for Texas. Do you agree or not, man?
I agree completely. Yeah. The question, early Sunday morning, I'm on television. The question is Texas going to make it in the SEC? And I'm like trying to come up with, it wasn't as bad as you thought.
No, but I'll tell you what, they talking about everybody in the SEC wants them. Hell yeah, they want them because they want to win. Vanderbilt trying to get a lifelong series with you now, Texas.
Vanderbilt just had a road win over Colorado State.
I'll tell you how bad my weekend was. Paul Joseph, whatever his name, beat me on a field goal kick on game. Joseph Boulevard, whatever his name was that we ran off. But I have to say one thing, Paul. You ain't going to have to worry one thing today. There won't be no Ohio State callers today.
No. I don't think old Jeffy Boy in Columbus will be beating his chest too loudly.
No, that was funny. I kept dying laughing at that game because the Ducks player had an injury one time, and the announcer kept saying, "There's a duck down on the field. There's a duck down on the field." That was just hilarious. But man, what an exposure right there, man! What an exposure. And Paul, how long before the Texas A&M excuses start?
Hey, by the way, I've got two tickets to the Alabama game out there. If you can help me sell them.
Oh, I got you, brother. I got you, man. I'll tell you. And that backup quarterback, they in trouble.
What's his name again? Calzada.
Calzone. It's a Calzone.
I wouldn't mind a Calzone right now. I don't know about you.
I could, too. According to their media guide, he reminds them of Brett Favre. He reminded me more of Trent Dilfer back in his bad days. They got by the hair of their chinny chin chin, Paul. They were lucky to get out of Colorado with a win. And as far as I'm concerned, Arkansas and Ole Miss has jumped them and LSU in the pecking order, Paul. And hey, one more thing before I get off. We're going to turn the swamp into a little mud puddle come Saturday. But one more thing before I get off. Hey, Georgia. You didn't have to do my little brother UAB like that. We won't forget it, Georgia. We won't forget how you did our little brother. You proved your point, though. Love you, Paul. Peace out, legend.
Okay, if you want to bookmark this point in the show, and you're an Ole Miss fan, we're going to go back about 15 minutes ago. Mr. Bobby Bones, the Arkansas fan, talking about Ole Miss.
I feel like we'll give Texas A&M a run. I feel like we'll beat the crap out of Ole Miss. Georgia, that'll be tough. I'm going to be honest with you.
I didn't hear it correctly. I beat the crap. It's the word I'd prefer. That's what he said. Okay, sometimes it's always interesting what you think you hear. I didn't hear the word. Yeah. Let's get back to the calls here and more of your calls right now. And John is up next in Louisville. Hello, John.
Oh, you know, how do I foul up legend? He's like Larry off the Booze and Doobies. I mean, he is just great. So much energy. I just love him. And by the way, in Southern talk, being the crap means being the hell out of. Yeah, so I think he was accurate.
Okay. I just heard it wrong. I think I have an aversion to that word, so I don't, because they tell you don't ever say that word on the air.
Oh, I won't do it again. Great intro today. Again, it's like a tonight show monologue. And I loved you on the SEC picks. I think Lee Corso is going to have to up his game to get back to your level.
Yeah, I'm sure Lee is really concerned about me.
Anyways, I mean, OSU and Texas were stunning losses, but I found that the Florida State and USC losses were also very stunning because I think that puts both those coaches on the hot seat real quick.
Yeah, I thought what was particularly interesting about Mike Norvell and Florida State is just 6 days earlier, they were the feel-good story of college football with McKenzie Milton and a near miss and overtime. And they just threw it all away. And you know, Jacksonville State is a small school in Northeast Alabama that has won some games before. I think they may have beaten Ole Miss one time. I can't remember. But, I mean, they've had great success as a football program, but not at the same level. They almost beat State a couple of years ago. But the way they beat them, John, there's no – it's one thing you throw a Hail Mary and it's up for grabs. They didn't throw a Hail Mary.
No, they were all the FSU players were just standing around. It was just it was stunning to see. And I'll tell you, Paul, the near misses, Miami, Texas A&M, and Notre Dame, that told us a lot about all three of those teams as well.
Yeah, but they almost beat Auburn, too, a couple of years ago. So, I mean, they've had some near misses in their past, this one really was a stunner. Hey, thank you, John. Thank you very, very much for the call. Dustin is up next in Arkansas. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, Paul. I'm a Tennessee fan, but I do want to congratulate Arkansas for the great win. But I've got to get your thoughts, brother, on this Tennessee deal. You know, my frustration comes, Paul, because you've got a guy that that come in from Michigan, but you've got other quarterbacks on the team that have been in training all summer and through training camp, and we still are tolling this same mountain year after year, and we want to look at somebody like Arkansas and what that man has done with that team, and Tennessee needs to take lessons. And so it gets back to the same thing, Paul. Where do you think Tennessee honestly goes from here? I know it's two games in, but still, brother, help me out here.
Yeah, no, there's no sugarcoating. It was a brutal loss. And I'd like to think a little bit more about it before I start pointing fingers, because I did not see the entire game. But
it was pathetic.
From what I could keep up with and reviewing it and reading a lot about it, I mean, there were just some serious judgments and error. And I think that's, when you look at Tennessee's schedule, where do they go now? I mean, they Florida in 2 weeks, regardless of what happens against Alabama, I think that's a loss. And they just, I mean, they had to beat Pittsburgh. It's not there was nothing there, and they could have beaten Pittsburgh. That's the frustrating part.
Right, right. Paul, let me ask you this. Because when I watch the game, I watch body language, and I know that you're not a Nick Saban fan when it comes to his language and what he does, but I want you to notice this. 13 penalties in this game. Absolutely crazy. 13 penalties. And this coach sits on the sideline. No body language, no getting upset, just apathetic and lethargic about the whole deal. And man, that weighs on Tennessee fans, brother.
Well, Dustin, it does, because you had that from the previous coach, I don't know if there was total buy-in on this coach, but there was certainly a feeling of let's give this man a chance. He deserves it, regardless. And a game like Saturday just knocks the wind out of you, and especially when you look around and see progress being made at other places. And I think Arkansas being the one, that program was in worse shape than almost anyone when Sam Pittman took it over. It was one loss. It was a bad loss. But Josh Heupel has to build from it, and it becomes more difficult. Is my final statement on that? Let's go to the break. We have a lot to do. Greg McElroy joining us in about 30 minutes. More of your phone calls right here.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And we welcome you back. Great to hear from all of you, including Dylan in Massachusetts. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, on that note, Paul, I just wanted to ask what you thought the outlook for our Aggies season is now with struggle against Colorado, mostly with King going down. You, like you said, might be out for a month or two. Let's see. What do you think a good season is for A&M now?
Well, you have to look at it within the framework of that time frame. And even though Haynes King had not looked all that great, to me, the Alabama game becomes more problematic than it already was. And I think the game you have to really be concerned about is Arkansas, maybe Mississippi State. I mean, they're a mystery team. But right now, I didn't think A&M would lose to Arkansas, and now you have to at least put it on the horizon, and the schedule is tricky even after Alabama at Missouri. I just have a hard time believing that A&M can run the table, or maybe I still think a really good season is in the cards, but how good? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I know. Always worried about the Bama game. I was hoping for an 11-1 season, and let's see what happened with the playoff committee. But after the first 2 weeks and with King going down, I don't know. I don't think that's probably gonna happen anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't either. But weird things happen. Players. We saw Ohio State win a national championship with a third string quarterback. It's not always what you think it is, but in this case, I would be concerned. Tad is in Birmingham. You're on the air.
Hello, Paul.
Hi there.
I just want to make a comment about Jacksonville State.
Yes.
The school in Alabama.
Sure.
Several years ago, Jacksonville State was hit by a tornado.
Right.
And that school was torn completely up. And I was glad to just see them out playing again.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Ted. I do remember that very well. And it's a fantastic athletic school. And
yes.
It's won national championships in football and basketball and baseball. And ultimately, it's competed well with major games. I know it nearly beat Auburn. I think it nearly beat FSU a couple of years ago. I do remember beating an SEC team sometime in the past, whether it was Ole Miss.
It has in the past, but okay. I don't know which one.
I thought it was Ole Miss, but I'd have to double check. But I
really don't know.
But I was really glad for them because I've followed that program very closely during my time in Birmingham. Hey, thank you very much. Augie is up next in New Orleans. Hello, Augie.
Hey, Paul. Bring on Bama, Paul. We're ready. We won a game.
You sure did.
We're ready. We're ready for Bama.
Beat McNeese.
Oh, did you hear, see, or I'm sure you read the scuttlebutt of the dissection of that game. Terrible, terrible performance.
Yeah, I read a few reviews. It wasn't good.
So let's not talk about LSU because, like I said, Paul, I predicted 7-5. I'm thinking if we break even 6-6, do you think that's possible? Because I did figure Arkansas is a win. I thought we'd beat Ole Miss, but I think those are losses now. So I'm not sure we're going to go 6-6.
I am not that pessimistic. I do think next week is going to tell a lot. The road trip to Starkville, if that game goes south,
week after next.
Yeah,
the next week after, is Central Michigan.
If LSU loses to Mississippi State, then I would say the season is going to be over.
Well, that'll tell us that the season ended last year when we lost to Mississippi State. But, Paul, last week, one thing, great interview with Holtz and Jackie Sherrill. Can I ask you a question? When you interviewed Holtz, was that a little awkward for you?
Yes. How did you know?
Well, I'm surprised you didn't say, hey, Paul, I'm still alive. You've killed me like 5 times before.
Well, it's interesting. I don't want to just say this to say it, but you cannot help but have great respect for Lou Holtz as not only a man, but as a football coach. But I've had some issues with him over the years, and I wasn't sure what to expect. But to his credit, he was magnanimous.
He was a total gentleman, and I agree with you, Paul. I think Lou Holtz is a good human being and decent man, so I thought that was a great interview to have those two. But, Paul, last week, the most interesting aspect of your show came out. Matt's got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I was concerned to dig a little too deep into that. I have a theory on that. You may have one as well, Augie. When he calls in today to brag about Texas A&M's big win over Colorado, I will push him a little deeper on his new lady friend. We'll take a break. We have 1 hour in the books. It's been a good one. Bobby Bones joined us. Greg McElroy coming up shortly.